Welcome to day 124. We are up to the ninth and final parak of Maseches Kilayim. We have 5 days left to this Masechta, and we are moving to a new form of Kilayim, the last form of Kilayim. We've already seen Kilay Zraim, Kilayim when it comes to grain and produce and vegetables, and we saw Kilay Kerem when it comes to the vineyards, and we recently saw Kilay Behema when it comes to animals, and now finally we're going to talk about Kilay Begadim when it comes to garments. And there's really only one halacha, or one type of Kilay Begadim. So says Mishnah Aleph, Ein Asar Mishum Kilayim Ela Tzemer Upishtim. The only type of kilayim when it comes to begadim is wool and linen together. We actually saw in previous Mishnahs, in the first Mishnah of the 8th Perek, that when it comes to kilayim, the only isser is to wear them. We're going to see it's to wear them or to have something drape over you like a blanket. And it only applies, says our Mishnah, to wool and linen. It is not like animals where the Pasuk says, Lo sacharosh shor v'chamor yachdav, where it says you should not plow an ox and a donkey together. We know that is just examples of two different animals they're not allowed to have together. But when it comes to Kilay Begadim, it is very specifically Tzemer Upishtim. It does not apply to any other sorts of materials. And now the Mishnah will continue teaching different halachos that only apply to wool and linen or wool or linen. So continues the Mishnah, V'eino matame v'negayim ela tzemer upishtim. When it comes to negayim, that's a type of tuma. We know that when it comes to tzaras, it can appear on your skin, it can appear on your wall. That's a sort of spiritual leprosy. So it can appear on skin, the walls of your house, or on garments. And the halacha is that if it appears on a garment, the only time that we can deem that tzaras potentially is if it's on a wool or a linen garment, any other material that would not be considered tzaras. And finally, ena kohanim lovshim l'shamish b'veis hamikdash ela tzemer upishtin. The kohanim would specifically wear tzemer upishtin, wool and linen, on the garments, the special garments they would wear when they served in the base of Mikdash, and specifically the avne was actually made out of both of them together. So we know that was the exception to the rule that the kohanim would wear tzemer upishtin. Continues the Mishnah, tzemer gemalim v'tzemer rechelim shetarfan zavazef. You have tzemer gemalim, which is the hair of a camel that is somehow combined together with tzemer rechelim, wool of a sheep, and they are tied together, they're whatever it is, they're twirled together. Im rov min hagmalim, if most of it is the hair of a camel mutter, then it's not a problem. It's as if the wool is nullified to the camel hair, and therefore you'd be allowed to take that string and weave it together with linen. Im rov min arachelim, but if most of it is wool from a sheep, then usser, then it's considered, the entire thing is considered wool, and you are not allowed to tie that together or weave it together with linen. Mechza lemechza usser, but if it's exactly half and half, then it is still not allowed because the wool is never nullified to anything else, and therefore it is very present, and you cannot tie it together or weave it together with linen. The same halacha would apply to pishtan together with kanbos. That's hemp that we've seen before. If they were tied together, the same thing. If most of it's kanbos, then you can tie that with wool. If most of it is linen, you would not be able to tie that wool, and if it was half and half, you would not be allowed to tie it together. That is Mishnah Aleph. Says Mishnah Beis, Hashirayim v'hakalach. Shirayim is silk, and it can sometimes resemble linen. V'hakalach is a type of material that resembled wool. Ein b'hem mishum kilayim, because they are not wool and linen. They only look like wool and linen. It would not be problematic to tie, let's say, the shirayim, the silk that looks like linen. It would not be problematic to tie that with wool, and the kalach would not be a problem to tie it together with linen, at least from the perspective of kilayim. It says the Mishnah, aval asurim ben neimaris ayin. You would still not be allowed to do it because of our old friend Maris Ayin, because it looks like you might be doing something wrong. We know that's a major problem when it comes to kilayim, and therefore you should not tie shirayim with wool or the kalach with linen. Hakarim v'aksasos, when it comes to mats or rugs, whatever it is, or pillows, ain b'hem mishum kilayim, there is no problem with kilayim. We said kilayim is when you wear it, or with a blanket when it is on top of you, but there's no issue walking or sleeping or resting on it. And therefore, you're allowed to walk on a mat or lie down on a mat, or you're allowed to lie down on a pillow that is made of shatnez, that is made of wool knitted together. Ain b'hem mishum kilayim ubilvad shelo yeh b'sara nogeh b'hem. That is as long as your bare skin isn't directly touching it. And that is not because there's actually an intrinsic issue with your bare skin touching a pillow or touching a mat that is made out of kilayim, but because there are often loose threads and they can drape over you, it's kind of like a blanket, and that would be a problem with kilayim. So to prevent that, we say, go ahead, lie on a pillow or lie on a mat, but your bare skin shouldn't touch it. Ein arai lekilayim. Finally, there is no such thing as wearing kilayim arai. As if wearing something keva would mean really wearing it, but arai is kind of like trying it on or wearing it casually. There is no such thing as arai when it comes to kilayim, meaning to say that it is always problematic even to wear it just for a moment. Even to try on kilayim would be a problem. V'lo yilbush kilayim afilu al gabei asara. And you're not allowed to wear kilayim even if it's on top of 9 other garments, meaning it's certainly not touching your skin, but it's on top of 9 other garments. That is still a problem. Afilu lignova samechas, even if you're trying to evade, trying to steal, so to say, from a tax. The case there is, imagine you are wearing a garment. You might be taxed if you had a garment that you were bringing into a certain place, but if you were wearing it, you wouldn't be taxed. So maybe you'd say, let me wear this shatnez garment, this garment with wool and linen together, and therefore I won't be taxed for it. Says the Mishnah, you are not allowed to do that. Now, the Gemara explains that we're not talking about a general tax. We're talking about an illegal tax, a tax in which the person charging it is not allowed to charge you. So in that case, you might say, okay, maybe I'm allowed to because the person is not justified in charging me. Maybe I'm allowed to wear it briefly so that it's not taxed and the person doesn't tax me for it illegally. That says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. But the Gemara says, certainly, if it was a tax that was an official state tax or whatever it is, you would certainly not be allowed to evade that tax, not because of kilayim, not because of shatnez, but because it's illegal. And we have a halacha called dina de mechusadina. Certainly when it comes to monetary laws, we have to follow the laws of the city or state, and therefore that would certainly be not allowed, not even for kilayim purposes. But even if it were an illegal tax, you'd think you might be allowed to evade it because it was immoral to be charged at the beginning with. Still, you are not allowed to get away with it by wearing it. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue the Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.